kind of nice when things go wrong, as they can do in the north with Mother Nature. It's nice to be able to assist everyone else.
Alaska highway road closures continue to affect travel in the area, and the Skagway Marathon brought 60 runners to town over the weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Heavy rains and snowmelt caused mudslides along sections of the Alaska Highway that closed the road on Friday and for part of the weekend. Closures included between Destruction Bay and Haines Junction, between Teslin and Watson Lake, and on parts of the South Klondike Highway between Skagway and Whitehorse. On Monday, the stretch of road at Teslin and Watson Lake remained closed and was not expected to open before Tuesday. Stores in Whitehorse began running low on supplies over the weekend, and the CBC North reported the city used aircraft to bring in some food. But some gas stations in the town have run out of gas, or expect to, by Monday evening. Haines Junction was not expecting a fuel shortage, according to the CBC. The government was assisting residents in the Liard River Basin near Watson Lake, whose homes flooded due to the rising river. Mac Hislop of Travel Yukon, the tourism arm of the government in the territory, went to Watson Lake to help assist at the public information office there.
And there's certainly a lot of traffic in Watson Lake, and we have established a public information office there to get information out to the people, the traveling public, and the residents, just to keep them informed of what's going on. We've also established an emergency FM transmitter there.
Hislop said the Watson Lake community is dealing the best it can with the extra guests, many of whom are traveling to or from Alaska.
You know, we've had about 500 people or so coming into the public information office over the weekend. The estimate is there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 people in the community, so the hotels are full, and people are in the campgrounds and in the rest stop areas and making do as best they can.
He said road crews are working to put in a one-lane detour around the washed-out section of road. Once the detour opens, officials said they plan to allow a controlled release of fuel and supply trucks to go through first.
What they'll be doing is prioritizing the release of traffic so that the transport trucks carrying critical supplies, fuel, food, that sort of thing will go through first. Then there'll be a delay of travelers through.
As inconvenient as the washouts are for travelers, at least 11 families have been displaced due to flooding, Hislop said.
Certainly one of the biggest concerns are for the residents in Upper Liard. There were 11 homes that were flooded out when a sandbag dike that was constructed broke under the force of the water. The water in the Liard River is 1.5 meters above flood levels. So in some places, you know, there are 6 feet of water around people's homes, and those people had to leave their homes and have found an alternate accommodation in Watson Lake. As well, the community of Lower Post has also experienced flooding, and people there have also lost their homes with the flood.
The road between Haines Junction and Destruction Bay opened again on Saturday, although Yukon Highway officials said the road could close again if the area gets more rain. The South Klondike Highway was also reopened late Saturday. The road had closed between the communities of Carcross and Fraser on Friday, shutting off Skagway from Whitehorse. But some travelers and residents took advantage of the White Pass Yukon Route Railroad to bypass the road closure. The railroad normally offers sightseeing excursions between Skagway and Carcross, but over the weekend, the company changed its schedule to accommodate cruise passengers and travelers stuck in Skagway, said marketing manager Allison Haas.
It's kind of nice when things go wrong, as they can do in the north with Mother Nature. It's nice to be able to assist everyone else who is just trying to get back to work in Whitehorse or vice versa if they had gone up from Skagway for the day and needed to get back. It's nice to be able to help them out and not just be a tourist railroad for the day.
Haines and Skagway fuel and food supplies were not expected to be affected because most supplies come by way of barge. While the Alaska Highway is the main route between interior Alaska and Canada, the longer and less traveled top-of-the-world highway between Dawson City, Yukon, and Tok, Alaska remained open and in good condition. The Haines Borough Assembly will vote Tuesday to adopt the 2013 borough budget. Tuesday's meeting will be the last chance for the public to comment on the budget before the vote. At least two more amendments to the budget are expected, including one that will set the mill rate and one determining whether to retain the borough's Washington, D.C. lobbyist. At the meeting, the Assembly will take up several other issues, including a revised fee schedule for harbor use. The Assembly amended the fee schedule at its last meeting, but the amended version would still include several increases for services such as moorage and boat launch use. In new business, the Assembly will consider a contract for household hazardous waste disposal services, contracts for the Letnikoff Cove and South Portage Cove Harbor projects, agreements between the Borough and Toksinuk Watershed Council for local projects, and approval for a new $30,000 boiler for the public service building. The Borough is also scheduled to discuss the interim Borough Manager appointment. This issue took a twist last week when Borough Manager Mark Ernest announced at a committee meeting that he was interested in staying on with the Borough. Ernest had resigned, and his last day of work was scheduled to be this Friday, with an interim manager appointed by Tuesday. The Assembly is in the process of reviewing applicants for the manager position and moved to appoint an interim manager from within the current Borough staff. Technically, Ernest is still on staff and could be chosen as the interim manager. Whether he could stay on permanently as manager is unclear and may be discussed at Tuesday's meeting. The meeting is Tuesday at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers.
Despite road closures from the north, the Skagway Marathon saw a hike in participation for its second annual run. On Saturday, 60 regional runners took off from the Skagway Ferry Terminal, 11 more than last year. This year's men's marathon winner was Skagway's own Quinn Weber, with a time of 3 hours, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds. The women's marathon winner was Christy Lovid from Juneau, with a time of 4 hours, 23 minutes, and 40 seconds. The men's half marathon winner was Michael Richards from Whitehorse, with a time of 1 hour, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds. And the women's half marathon winner was Haynes' Jessica Kaiser, with a 1 hour, 41 minute, and 21 second time. The Skagway Marathon is sponsored by the Municipality of Skagway and Duff's Backcountry Outfitters. It is coordinated by Skagway Tourism Director Buckwheat Donahue and Duff's Manager Kristen Wagner. Wagner said the marathon had an online registration of 120 runners, but only 60 actually participated. A washout on the Klondike Highway prevented runners from Whitehorse from driving to Skagway, as the road was closed Friday and Saturday. Wagner, co-coordinator of the marathon, and her father, Duff Ray, were the inspiration behind Duff's co-sponsoring the Skagway Marathon.
My parents are from here, Duff and Carla Ray, and my dad, Duff, always talked about doing a marathon here or a triathlon. He really always thought it would just be an amazing event for this town.
Wagner said there are many positive benefits of the Skagway Marathon, some of which include bringing people to Skagway and allowing them to be active.
That's part of our whole goal, is getting people outdoors, staying active and fit, you know, the mental and physical benefits of those, you know, it's win-win.
For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
A vehicle rollover Monday near Lutac in Haynes injured one person. Al Badgley with the Haynes Fire Department said fire and emergency personnel responded to the accident midday at about 9 Mile Lutac Road. Badgley said the patient was able to be removed from the vehicle without using any special equipment. The person was transported to the Haynes Clinic in stable condition, he said. Emergency personnel was contacted by someone who saw the rolled over vehicle and went to another location to call 911. Haynes police were not available Monday to comment on the cause or investigation into the accident. A charitable organization formed by Alaska commercial fishing industry members is sending aid to fishing fleets and markets in Japan devastated by last year's tsunami. The Alaska Fishing Industry Relief Mission, or AFIRM, has collected $380,000 in donations from individuals and companies since the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami killed thousands and destroyed communities in northern Japan. AFIRM Chairman Larry Cotter is pleased with the fundraising effort.
Our firm was formed in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to assist the fishing industry in the Gulf of Mexico. And then we left $1,000 in the bank just in case we needed to get organized again, and along comes the tsunami and sure enough, we're able to step back up to the plate.
AFIRM's board of directors has decided to make two payments from the money they've raised so far. One check for $5,500 is paying for life jackets to help the small boat fishing fleet near Sendai get back on the water. Cotter says another check for over $136,000 will pay for three items to help the Ishinomaki Fish Market. Cotter says the Ishinomaki Fish Market sells pollock, pollock roe, and cod imported from Alaska. AFIRM still has around $150,000 to disperse to the Japanese fishing industry. The group hopes to make payments to small villages and fishing associations with the remaining money. AFIRM's board is made up of volunteer representatives from various fishing organizations and company and from the baking industry. This is Margaret Friednauer and Haynes with Jim Devereaux in Skagway for KHNS News. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.